At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, hey, two tickets pleasers.
Never say that again.
Dude, I thought last episode...
We can't call our audience that.
Dude, last episode... Or we talked about this, and we decided on two tickets pleasers.
I don't think we did.
Okay, well, this is episode 10, I think.
10 episodes.
This is episode 10, and this is also episode 2 of trying to find a name for our beloved audience. So we're going to continue it next episode. It's a little segment that takes about 30 seconds, and okay. We failed again. Cinemaniacs and two tickets pleasers were not good enough.
I don't love it.
I mean, you came up with two tickets pleasers, and I still think Cinemaniacs is fire. Okay. I'm AJ.
I'm Jackson.
And
welcome
we are
back.
The film experts that take you on a film journey every week and during our...
Film journey, we do.
A cinema journey every week in the hit radio show, Two Tickets Please, hit in quotation marks. We are international, though, so that's pretty cool. We have a fun episode for you guys today because, like we mentioned last week, we saw a very particularly popular movie on Friday night. And so a lot of our episode is going to be pertaining to that, along with a little bit of Star Wars content at the end. Now, I think last episode we did make a statement and we said that we would not be talking about Star Wars in our next episode. Well... This time it's actually planned. We're going to be doing Star Wars rankings.
We're not just going to yap about it for no reason.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it for no reason. We're actually going to be doing Star Wars rankings because Andor comes out on the 22nd and Revenge of the Sith comes back to theaters on the 25th. So this is a huge month for Star Wars fans, which is amazing. So we're going to start off with Minecraft movie, but first we're going to start off with Say That Again. But relating to the Minecraft movie.
Because
so,
there's so many lines that...
So I have three of my favorites.
Okay.
If you want to start.
No, I think you can start.
Okay, well, you know what one of my favorites is.
What is it?
So, for context, they go to a woodland mansion in the Minecraft movie. And there is a underground pillager chicken fight ring. And Jason Momoa is in the cage. And Jack Black is tied... to the sides of the boxing cage, the boxing thing. And a chicken is standing there, and Jason Momoa is like, "You want me to fight the chicken?" And then a box comes down, and a baby zombie drops onto the chicken, creating what is known in Minecraft as a chicken jockey. And Steve looks at Jason Momoa and goes, "Chicken jockey!" And that peaked, so I hope you enjoy that. That is my first Say That Again line, because... That is one of the biggest, like memes that came out of the original trailers.
The crowd reaction
was chicken jockey
to chicken jockey was outrageous.
We can actually play it.
I don't think it'll.
That's what you said last time, but it went through last.
Okay,
time.
Well, yeah, we went with a bunch of friends to see this movie, and the crowd it was packed. We went on a 10:30 IMAX showing of this film on Friday night when it came out, and. Let's just say no one was under the age of, 15.
Oh, no,
least.
I saw kids.
Okay,
there
well,
were
it
kids
was mostly
there.
People our age.
There were kids
like.
There.
But for several different lines, especially Chicken Jockey, the theater exploded.
I have Exhibit A right
okay,
here.
Okay, well, here you go.
Chicken Jockey!
Oh, my gosh.
So that is the theater erupting. See, they heard that. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, yeah,
that's
hopefully.
That.
It probably blew up their ears, but
so that was the chicken jockey experience. And there were some other really good lines like you should give your next Say That Again line.
One of my favorites still is when at one point Jason Momoa and Jack Black are using and the other kid character, I forget his name, was it Henry?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's like Henry.
I mean, It's definitely Henry.
And they're flying through the air with elytras, which is an item in Minecraft that you can, like, glide with. It's like wings.
I love how we have to give context for every line. This is fun.
And they're flying through the air, and they need to land, but they're about to crash land. And Jack Black pulls out a water bucket from nowhere and says, "Don't worry, I got this water bucket." And he goes, "Water bucket, release!
Release!"
And he throws the water bucket. And in Minecraft, if you land in water, no matter the height, you'll survive.
Yeah. That's a fun little nod to the game.
They absolutely hit the water at like Mach 5 and it explodes, and it's so funny.
It is a really funny little sequence.
But just the way he pulls the water bucket out of nowhere. And basically, Jack Black's like delivery of every single line in this movie is pretty funny.
Yeah. The one I have is, it wasn't in the trailers, but it was in the movie. And it's kind of what people were expecting someone to say. So they're kind of coming up with their plan to go defeat the final villain. And Jack Black is saying, or Steve is his character, he's saying the plan, and he goes, "First we mine, then we craft. Let's Minecraft."
That's a real line.
Yeah, that is a real line in a Minecraft movie.
I can't believe it.
So that is probably the biggest say that again moment that we have.
Say that again.
Here on the podcast.
Yeah, that's
today.
Probably that's the truest say that again moment.
Absolutely. But the lines are just fun. Do you have any others in mind?
I find it really, I don't know why, it's like not even that important, but when they walk into his like collection of things and he goes, "Welcome to the stash."
Blades for days.
But the way he says it, he's like, and then he explains, just like Jack Black in this movie just announces every single thing. Like, when they're in the world, and also especially in the scene when he's in the stash, and he's like,
"The stash!"
And he's like, "Diamond armor, full set, fireworks, and blades for days."
Blades for days.
He just announces everything. It's so funny.
And then there's, like, the hot lava and chicken line. Another one that I particularly liked is, it's right before the water, it's kind of before the water bucket one, it's right when they jump off. He gives Jason Momoa and Henry elytras and like pushes them off. They start gliding and he doesn't have one. And so he just jumps off and just starts like diving down into like the world off a cliff. And he goes, "Coming in hot." And then it cuts away to Jason Momoa flying with his elytra and Jack Black riding on his back, holding his hair in the movie. I mean,
that's,
man,
so funny.
Like, you're going to see, I could talk about this movie for probably the full hour, but we're probably going to have to cut me off at like 20 minutes because this is just a Say That Again segment. Do you have another one that you want to share, or are you done?
Let me think. When they first go to the village, it's pretty funny when he
Midport Village.
This is Midport Village. Oh, these guys? They're the villagers.
They're the villagers.
They love crushing loaf.
They like to chill and eat bread. They love crushing loaf.
It's like every line is Jack Black says is funny. Like,
absolutely.
We could be here forever.
Every line. Yeah, so that was the Say That Again segment. And if you're wondering what movie we're talking about, we're talking about a Minecraft movie, which has become a very large meme recently. It was released last week. It's been planned and announced. We've known about it for quite some time. We've been looking forward to it for quite some time. The amount of times that I've had people tell me how annoying I am for continuing to say Chicken Jockey up until the release, it just shows the buzz around this movie. And the tagline on Letterboxd is "Be there and be square." Get it?
That's,
you know,
the tagline on Letterboxd?
Yeah, it's a Minecraft movie.
That's hilarious.
It follows four misfits who find themselves struggling with ordinary problems when they are suddenly pulled through a mysterious portal into the overworld, a bizarre cubic wonderland that thrives on imagination. To get back home, they'll have to master this world while embarking on a magical quest with an unexpected expert crafter and eventually friend, Steve, played by Jack Black. The four misfits are Garrett the Garbage Man, who's played by Jason Momoa, who's kind of a oldie type video game star. He got popular in the 80s for playing video games. Henry, played by Sebastian Eugene Hansen. Natalie, played by Emma Myers. And Dawn, played by Danielle Brooks. And then there's all kinds of other fun things throughout the movie that we'll get to. And I want to start real quick. I want to start with how much it's made since release. Because it's a little ridiculous, actually, how much this movie's made.
I bet.
So its budget is $150 million. We're not even to the second weekend of its release, and it's already at $336 million worldwide.
Oh, my gosh.
It is going to gross over $1 billion. That is no question. Because I'm going to go see it again. And I know other people.
Are
you? Yeah. I know. There's people who haven't seen it yet that want me to go with them, and I'm going to go.
That's so funny.
There are people who are going to go see it again. There are people who didn't know it existed that are going to go see it. And let me just start off by saying, this may not be a good movie, right?
Yeah.
It's not good, but it is good for cinema, and it is a beautiful thing for cinema, and I can break down why. It's really good for the kind of climate that we have right now in modern cinema and in our age, and especially for our age group and younger. It's a very good thing for cinema, and I can start to get into it in a little. But what are thoughts do you have?
I think this is not just a movie, but an experience.
I'd agree with that.
Well, a group of us, what was it, like 9 of us? We went to see this movie with 9 of us, and we all dressed up. Like, I wore a suit.
Yep, I did. I also did.
And getting there, and we went, like I said before, we went to the 10:30 IMAX showing on, like, the release date. So our theater was packed. There was not an open seat.
There was no open seat.
And
crazy.
I do want to, like, this movie isn't good. Like, actually good.
No, it's not actually good.
But, like, I did laugh at
I laughed at everything. I mean,
like, part of that stuff, like, just because I was with you guys and, like,
yeah,
it was a funny atmosphere, but, like, I did laugh at everything, and, like, I had an audible reaction to everything that happened.
Even experiencing the memes, ironically, was a really good time.
No, it was so fun. Like, every scene had some kind of line that was, like, the funniest thing ever, and that everyone yelled out when he said.
Absolutely incredible. I mean,
and it's like, it is genuinely funny, and I think on, like, actually breaking down the movie, I mean, I think it looks good. Like, the animation's
absolutely
really cool. I like how they did the Minecraft world.
Yeah.
I think the characters are good. I think Jack Black and Jason Momoa are genuinely hilarious, and, like, they worked so well as a duo. Like, good idea having them be, they were the main characters by far. The other main characters kind of suck. This is not even their fault, but the two main female characters, I don't remember their names.
Dawn and something.
Yeah.
They literally
do nothing, like, plot-wise.
Yeah.
Like, they're with them until they get to the village, and then they split up, and Steve, Jason Momoa's character, and the other kid, Henry, go and do all of the actual plot stuff, and then the two girls just, like, literally do nothing. Like, that's just, like, a writing thing.
Jason Momoa's Garrett, or Gargar, as Steve refers him.
But no, they literally do nothing, and then they show back up at the final battle, and they're like, hey, we built a house. That is literally what happens.
They built a house in the big old red one.
In the mushroom.
In one of those
giant
red mushrooms.
So that was interesting. I mean, they knew who their best characters were, but they just had them do everything.
Yeah.
The villain's fine. It's like, it's like basic villain stuff, gonna take over the world.
Pretty much. It's kind of just bland.
Yeah, like, the plot's bland, but, like, that's not why it was good.
Right, and I think they, playing it safe with the plot was kind of their best decision. Because, again, this is kids taking back cinema, you know?
Yeah.
It's for children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so obviously. And that's part of, like, what's so special about getting this right now, and why it's good that it's so successful, is because, like,
mm-hmm.
for the longest time, kids really have not had their cinema. And you get films like Despicable Me 4, Kung Fu Panda 4, and
which are bad.
They're bad, and they're not successful. We need to give them something that is good and that they care about, and it's good for our generation, one, especially for the people who grew up playing Minecraft. Like, I played Minecraft my whole life. I don't know about you.
Yeah, like a good bit, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I used to play it all the time.
I mean, me and you, like, and my roommate have a world like a few weeks ago.
Yeah, like we still play Minecraft. So getting it's special because now we're getting our things on the screen. Like for the longest time, we've had our parents' things on the screen. Like like for example, with like the G.I. Joe movies that are coming out that had come out and like stuff like that in cinema, we had been getting the things that our parents grew up with. But now we're finally getting the things that, you know, we grew up with and we care about. And yeah, that's kind of the same way with the Mario movie and the Barbie movie. It's those it's those things
I didn't even think about that we like grew up with. That's a cool view of it.
It is. And that's why it's important that it's that's why it's amazing that it's so successful, because that means we're going to keep getting this kind of stuff in theaters, and we're not going to we talked about this before. We're not going to keep getting these cheap remakes, like these cheap Disney remakes, if stuff like this continues to stay successful. This is something new that we want to see in theaters. Nobody went and saw Snow White. Snow White is poorly rated. A Minecraft movie has over doubled its budget. And people are excited to see it, and it's not the highest rated. I mean, it's like probably a 6.0 on IMDb. Snow White's a 1.6.
It has a 2.8 on Letterboxd, but it has a huge spike in 5 stars. It does. Which is really
Read
funny.
Us how many 5-star reviews there are.
Let me see.
There's probably a ton.
There's like 80,000 5-star reviews.
Yes. And
it has the most like amount it's been rated is 5 stars. It's the most common rating.
And yeah, and it's, you know, it's for kids, but it's also our stuff on screens. And that's it's an original idea. It's based off a video game, yes, but the story is original, and it's not a cheap live-action remake. It is a lot of CGI, but still, that my point still stands. It's special to see on screens, and it's great that it was so successful.
Yeah, I think with, like, just kind of, like, like people our age and stuff, it's like when you mention something from the past, we're like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. Like, you're like, oh, remember Mario Kart or like Mario? And you're like, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I freaking love that. And it like takes you back. And they're making movies about that and like Minecraft and stuff. And it's even if they're not like, I mean, this movie isn't like a masterpiece of cinema, but it doesn't need to be. And it's like making movies like this, like, I mean, like you've been saying, it's like keep doing stuff like this. People like us are going to go see it and enjoy it, because this is what we grew up with. And like cool stuff that's like, like, and they make, like, newer stories. Like, obviously, it's an existing, like, idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, new plot and, like, the way they did it, like...
It's a new story.
Expect them to ever make a Minecraft movie.
Right.
So, like...
And the incorporation of new characters is cool, too. Like, introducing new things to the Minecraft world, like Malgosha and General Chungus. They don't exist in Minecraft.
Yeah.
But it's cool to see. And even, like, even Garrett and Henry and Don, like, even though three of the... normal people actors are not great.
Good,
it's still cool to have them introduced to the world of Minecraft and give us a fresh perspective on something that we grew up doing and loving. So,
yeah,
that's kind of a fun.
But yeah, I mean, this movie was purposely dumb. I mean, Steve literally sings a couple songs.
He does. He breaks out in a song four times.
And like,
la, 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 lava.
It's purposely really dumb. Like every line is funny and dumb. Like it's not trying to be anything crazy. And no, that's why it works, because everyone thinks it's hilarious.
That's why it works.
Everyone's going to see it.
Yeah, and everyone knows, like the film knows what it is, and that's what's kind of special about it. Like, it's not trying to be our next Oppenheimer, you know, it's trying to be a Minecraft movie, and that's great.
I mean, like, that being said, like, I wouldn't suggest going to see this in the theater by yourself.
I mean, I might enjoy it by myself.
I mean, maybe, but like... You're going to think this is funny with a group and people like, reacting to it.
You
got
to see it with friends, though. I do agree. You got to see it with friends. So, like we did. I mean, that was so fun. And the theater was... I mean, IMAX theater could probably hold, 200 people?
Oh, dude, it was packed. Like, it was probably packed. A lot. Yeah, like 200 or so.
Like 150 to 200 people. That might be... I don't know. I don't know how correct that is, but it was packed. There wasn't a single open seat. Mm-hmm. There were... I mean... Everyone was cheering, chicken jockey,
dude, people are going crazy.
It was really fun. It was a good time.
I mean, that's the review.
Yeah, that's a Minecraft movie. I would highly recommend seeing it at some point with people.
Yeah.
And I heard earlier today that there are talks of a sequel.
There's definitely going to be a sequel.
There's got to be, because of how successful this one was.
Yeah.
there are talks of a sequel. There was like an official talk about it today or something that I saw. So that's cool. I'll be there. I'll be seated for it. Is there any other final thoughts that you want to add on a Minecraft movie?
I really don't think so. I think, this movie knows what it is, and that's why people like it. And, go see it, preferably with a group of people. It is funny. Like, it's funny, and it does look cool. That's my main thing.
So. Yeah, absolutely. And, like, my thing, on Letterboxd I said this, I only hope that I can direct a film that rivals the scale of this film. Like, no, seriously. People are so excited to see this. Even if it's ironically, they're super excited to see it, and it kind of brings the passion back into cinema, really. And that's kind of my final thought on it.
Real. There you go. Minecraft review.
Minecraft review. Speaking of other movies that are coming out recently, we're probably seeing Warfare this weekend.
Yeah.
A24's Warfare.
It looks, yeah. A24 film. Who are the main people in that again? It's
I gotta look.
Forget their names. Is it Will Poulter and
I know Will Poulter's in it.
It's the guy from, I forget his name. It's the guy from Stranger Things and Joseph Quinn. He's in this, right? Sorry. Dead space here. Yes, Will Poulter, Joseph Quinn are the main names I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I don't really know about the other guys. But I don't actually know that much about it. I'm going to be honest. I just see A24, and it's called Warfare. Like, it's about... I think it's in relation
to some kind of desert storm.
Let me see. Surveillance mission goes wrong for a platoon of American Navy SEALs in insurgent territory in Iraq. So, like, sounds cool.
So it is desert storm.
And
it's based off a true story. And I heard something really interesting about it. They took the actors and trained them in military techniques before they acted in the film.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it's got to be good, right? Actors at least got to do
it. I bet it's
going to
be good. We'll see it.
I mean, it's Alex Garland, and he was pretty good. I liked Civil War a lot, so yeah. I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if this is pretty good. I like war movies and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. So it'll be fun. I'm excited.
But yeah, that's coming out. Anything else coming out soon? I don't really think so.
I can look. But we'll be seeing Warfare this weekend, so we'll talk about it next week.
Anything else in April?
Oh, we won't be talking about it next week, but we'll be talking about it the week after.
Why won't we be talking about it next week?
I'm leaving on Wednesday.
Oh, Easter break next week?
Easter break is next
week. Shoot.
We could try and do an episode if you want. We could do a virtual episode.
Maybe. We'll see.
Oh, yeah, we'll see.
I'm not sure what else is coming out in April, but we should probably move on.
Yeah, we're going to move on. We saved a large chunk of the episode for this because this is going to be...
I know we're going to talk a long time about
it. We're going to talk a lot about this stuff.
Okay, here we go, people.
So we're about to start the... So there's 22... Okay, to preface, there are more than 22 Star Wars projects.
Yeah, I think there's 24. I think we only left out like two.
Did you include like
three. Oh, no.
Because, like, there's Yoda Chronicles, Terrifying Tales, Freemaker Adventures.
Those don't count.
Summer Vacation.
Those don't count.
I was going to say, we're not counting those.
I think in the Star Wars franchise, there is, like, 25 pieces of media that I would consider, like, the main, like, stream canon stuff.
Yeah.
I personally have not seen three of these things.
What are the three things you haven't seen?
I haven't seen Resistance, which is an animated show
about that.
I haven't seen Resistance. I haven't seen all of The Acolyte, which is a recent show about like Old Republic stuff, which sounded really cool, and I've heard is terrible. I watched the first two episodes, and I really didn't like it. I haven't finished. I don't think you finished it either.
I watched the first two. Didn't like it.
And then this one, I guess, isn't actually considered canon. It's kind of its own thing, but Visions. I haven't seen Visions.
I've seen two episodes of Visions also. Just not my thing.
Okay. So, yeah, we're gonna exclude those three things. I think you've actually seen Resistance, haven't you?
I watched all of Resistance, yes.
Is it... Here, I'll let... You can just go first and do your Resistance review.
No, you want me to...
Let me just... If you had to place it in your... We're ranking 22 Star Wars projects.
Yeah, 22 Star Wars
shows
projects.
And movies.
With Resistance, I'd be at 23. Resistance could take the 23 spot.
It's bad?
Yeah. It's not good.
I'd assume it's bad.
As like a, I don't know, I probably watched it in like 8th or 9th grade. Like, okay. I mean, I guess it was cool then. I had like, I had the red TIE Interceptor Lego set, which was awesome, by the way.
I've seen that. That actually looks cool.
It's so cool. I had that, and it was cool in the show. Otherwise, I don't really remember a lot. Yeah. It's not cool. There's a couple cool, like, racing things with some Imperial, like, some ex-Imperials. Okay. You know, it's interesting. It's not good, though.
Okay. Well, yeah. I haven't seen that.
And Poe's in it for a little bit.
The main actual canon show, it sounds like we've both not seen, is Acolyte.
Yeah,
I haven't seen Acolyte. I don't want to finish it. It looks so bad.
It's bad. I can't bring myself to finish the rest of it. As a Star Wars fan,
okay,
I can't.
So we've both ranked 22. This was actually hard to do because we've done the movies and shows together, which is hard. I've had my movie list on like Letterboxd and stuff for forever, but plugging in all of these was a little difficult. But we have done the same format that we did with our Marvel rankings, if you listen to that. So we're gonna alternate like spots, and then after we talk about each movie or show, we are each going to give each other a quick trivia question to answer about said movie or show. Okay.
Guess what?
What?
I don't have a single location question.
Let's go.
In these questions.
Let's go.
If you guys have listened to the previous episodes, you would know I had a couple location questions.
Well, if it was a location in Star Wars, I'd probably know it.
Okay,
if it's like, where was this filmed?
No, like a filming location. Okay. No, I don't have any of those. Let's go. I actually put a lot of thought into these.
Actually, with Star Wars, I might have actually known some of those questions.
Yeah, you might have. Yeah. Because I would know those too.
With Marvel, I would have no idea.
I would know those too. So.
Okay, so we're gonna jump right into it. Okay, do you want to go first with 22 or do you want me to start?
I'll start with 22.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming we have the same one.
So the bottom spot, the worst piece of Star Wars media, besides like the Acolyte, is
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Yep, I have that too.
Hey, awesome.
I think that's pretty obvious.
Let me sum up how I feel about this movie with a little bit of dialogue from the movie. How does that sound?
I'd love to hear it.
Does that sound good?
This might be my trivia question, unfortunately.
Oh. Somehow, Palpatine returned. Somehow?
That's the explanation for how the biggest villain in the Star Wars universe is bad.
Are you kidding me right now? I'm already mad. Wow.
This movie's so bad.
How can you justify having that as an explanation for how the biggest villain in the entire like series comes back?
Because there's no explanation, like for real. They've actually sort of tried to explain it a little bit in like Mandalorian and stuff, because they're like, oh, the Empire's studying cloning and everything.
No.
But it still doesn't
work. And then another character goes, cloning, dark secrets only the Sith used to use. What group of tall-necked dudes cloned an entire clone army for the Republic? The Kaminoans.
One of the movies in the franchise is called Attack of the Clones.
I know.
And the seven-season series called The Clone Wars.
Oh,
this is
my
not
goodness.
That's just not true.
It's bad.
Let's talk about I've probably seen this movie the least out of all of them because it sucks.
I've seen it three times.
But the only good character in this movie, and probably in like the sequels at all, is
Dameron.
Kylo Ren and Poe. Kylo Ren's the best character in the sequel.
That's true. Kylo Ren's
fine in this movie. I mean, he's the only person who seems like has any sort of story at all. I don't know.
Let's say this. He's the only character in this movie.
That's real. Because even I like Poe, but in this movie, he's not good.
No, he doesn't even like. Characters are, like, main characters are supposed to change and grow, and Kylo Ren does. So it was ambitious of Disney to make a movie with only one character in it.
I mean, like, Finn does nothing in this movie.
No, he just,
he's useless. Everyone thought he was the main character after Force Awakens.
That's what they set him up to
be.
Rey
is just so boring as a character, and it makes no sense. At the end, when she's like, Rey Skywalker, no, you're not named that.
No, And don't tell me that. Don't tell me that the reason I don't like Rey is because I don't like strong female characters. I love strong female characters. She's just a bad character. There's Padme, there's Jyn Erso, there's Rey. Yeah. There's Leia.
Yeah. I mean, there's a
lot. Even Kira is stronger than Rey.
Is a way better character than Rey.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's just the worst. What's good about this movie? Can we...
Okay, let me think.
The fight...
I like the visuals. It looks good.
I mean, like, this movie, I mean, it looks, yeah. Like, it looks good. Like, they have the technology.
Sometimes it almost doesn't look like Star Wars. Here's what I love about this movie. Even though they don't do a lot, you know this about me. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Knights of Ren guy. I'm going to be honest with you.
They're useless, though.
They're useless, but they are so... By concept, they are so cool.
And then they just
cool.
get destroyed by Kylo Ren.
I know, I know. But by concept...
Which is actually a kind of good scene.
That's a really good fight, actually.
Yeah.
But by concept, they are so cool.
Okay, can I talk about something that also just sucks so much in this movie?
Yeah.
I mean, so Rey, like, dies.
Oh.
And fighting Palpatine. And Kylo Ren, who is now... basically, like, Ben Solo. He's, like, not Kylo Ren anymore. He's, like, had a redemption arc. Only good arc in, like, the entire three films. Only good character. And then he goes and, like, uses force healing that we've never seen before to bring Rey back to life. And then he dies. And it's cool. Your only good character is dead with an ability we've never seen before and that's never been mentioned.
Yeah.
Yay!
Yay! They brought it up
for this. We could talk about this for so long. There's so much bad stuff. Like, I've not even touched the surface.
I think we spent, like 7 minutes on that.
But we should probably move on. There's so much bad stuff in this movie. It's genuinely terrible.
Okay. What's your trivia question?
My trivia question was, what is Poe's reasoning for how Palpatine returned?
Somehow Palpatine returned. So, like, his reasoning is just somehow.
Yeah,
it's granted, Poe doesn't know how that works.
He shouldn't know exactly. But, like, it's just the writing.
Yeah, it's like, just that's the terrible. Context in which it's said is just bad. Yeah. Okay,
what's your trivia question?
Which actor voices Bulio?
Who is Bulio?
He's the guy at the beginning when they're in the Falcon, and he's like. And Finn's like, what can we do to thank you? And he's like,
that guy?
Win the war, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about now. I have no idea who voices it.
Okay, so it's kind of cool. It's Mark Hamill.
Oh, it is?
But it's under his professional pseudonym, Patrick Williams.
Hmm.
So I thought that was a really cool thing that I found out.
He does more than Luke Skywalker in this movie does.
Bulio does. He actually helps them. That's great. Yeah.
Gosh. Okay, well, let's move on. Number 21.
Do we have the same 21, do you think?
We probably do. Is it a movie?
It is a movie.
Star Wars Episode 8.
Oh!
The Last Jedi.
We are 2 for 2 today.
Is the second worst piece of Star Wars content.
We might have the same bottom four.
I do want to say that even though this is like the bottom two, I think this movie is significantly better than The Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, me too. 100%.
I one time randomly watched The Last Jedi and like skipped forward to important parts, which there's not that many, but the actual fight scenes and like kind of cool sequences in this movie are actually cool.
They do. They slap.
The main one, the beginning of this movie slaps and makes you think it's going to be a good movie.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
It's kind of like how The Force Awakens hits you with the perfect first 30 minutes. It's the same thing The Force Awakens did.
Yeah.
It was a perfect first 30 minutes. It hits you and you're like, oh my god.
The opening of this movie when Poe like takes out the dreadnought and then they send the bomber is great. It's a great scene.
Phenomenal.
It's why Poe's one of the best characters in the sequel.
Absolutely. It's one of the
best.
But
then
scenes.
After that, it just is, oh my gosh. Finn is even more useless than Rise of Skywalker, but this is where Finn really becomes useless.
Yeah.
Like, hey, let's take our main character and send him with this other new character, Rose, who everyone loves, and they sent them on the most useless, boring side quest you've ever seen in this movie.
Yeah, go to the casino, find a dude.
Cantinaka to do something, and then their plan just fails completely, and they don't do anything.
Find the dude.
The scene with...
And then he turns on the... Yeah, it's bad.
The stuff on Crait is pretty cool. It's a cool planet.
I like it. It's just Hoth.
With the speeders.
All over
I mean,
again.
It is literally just Hoth again.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, it's salt. It's not snow. But, like, it's just another white planet with big walkers.
It is a different substance, but it does not change what it looks like.
But that it is kind of cool. With, like, the speeders. It's like the broken down speeders. It just shows Poe's cool.
And they flipped
Poe's awesome.
They flipped sides, which kind of makes me question how much Disney knows about basic screen direction.
Oh, because it's right to left.
Yeah, because
I don't like. I mean, this is stuff outside of the movies, but is why it doesn't work. But if they went with some of the things they set up in this movie, the Rise of Skywalker would have been doing way better. But then they switched directors and switched all the stuff, so this movie literally is useless.
And with J.J. Abrams, Rian Johnson, J.J. Abrams.
Yeah, they set up all this plot, and then they just throw it out the window in the next movie.
Yep.
So it's like, even though this movie's bad, we could work off some things, and then they just don't. Like, the main thing is, like, at the end of this movie, the Resistance is, like, basically wiped out. There's, like, 30 of them on the Millennium Falcon. And then the next movie, they have, like, everyone back.
Yeah. I know, all of a sudden there's an entire, like, yeah.
And it's like, I don't know.
Next movie, they have a Tantive IV frigate, and they've got, yeah, like, all this stuff, all, and you're like, what?
Yeah, and this, and also, in this movie, in the crate scene, they send out distress beacons on, like, all the stuff, and like, everyone in the galaxy, and no one answers.
Yep.
Guess what happens in the next movie?
Lando gets everyone to answer.
What?
Oh.
Yeah, we can talk about this forever as well. It's just terrible. I mean, there's parts that are cool. The visuals are good, and, like, there's cool scenes. We have to talk about the throne room fight, though, with Kylo Ren and Rey versus the Praetorian Guards. It might, on its surface, look like fine, but please go watch a breakdown of that fight.
Yeah.
It is, how is this Hollywood choreography? It's terrible.
It's bad. There's bad masking. There's literally a part where one of them could have killed Rey. Yeah, it's...
Like, it's just terrible. I mean,
the continuity's messed up.
We can't talk too long about it, but really bad. This movie's bad, but it is somehow significantly better than Rise of Skywalker, I would say.
I agree with that. I mean, Rise of Skywalker gets, like, I think I gave it, like, a 2.
Oh, no, I give it less than that.
I gave Rise of Skywalker, like, a 2-star. Yeah, this movie 2 stars on Letterboxd.
A lot of people have, like, a weird light love
for this
movie.
Last Jedi, I gave, like, 3.5 or something, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's significantly better. A lot of people have, like, a weird love for this movie and say it's, like, pretty good, which, like, I don't see, but I can see this is definitely better than Rise of Skywalker.
I think if you take it out of context of the rest of the Star Wars universe, it's fine.
It's okay. It's pretty good. It's, like, okay, but it's still, like, the bottom of this list.
Yeah.
Also, this goes along with my trivia question I'm about to ask, but Luke, they just destroy Luke's character in the sequels.
It hurts.
It's terrible.
It hurts to watch. I mean, that's my favorite Star Wars character of all time. Spoiler
they just
alert.
Nuke him in
and
the
they
sequels.
Just
it's terrible.
They just destroy him.
It's like the same Luke who, through all of the stuff that Darth Vader did, still believed that he could be redeemed.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, like, till the very end.
Gave up on Ben Solo.
He saw a dream of Ben Solo being evil and went to kill him.
Yeah.
Are we for real?
And
then the whole training, he's, like, given up on the Jedi. He's, like, Luke Skywalker in those movies and in, like, comics and, like, everything Star Wars about Luke Skywalker, he's, like, the best Jedi. And he's, like...
He's the GOAT.
And he's, like, the most true Jedi and, like, believes in the Order and stuff. And this movie, he's just, like, the Order sucks. Like, the Jedi suck.
He believes in the ideology and he believes in hope. And that's kind of a central...
Oh, this movie sucks.
That's kind of a central theme in Star Wars. And he believes in hope. And in The Last Jedi... No, there's no hope.
He just gives up.
It's
terrible.
It's horrible. It's...
Yeah.
We gotta move on. Yeah, can we move on, done. Please?
So my trivia question is, on what planet does Luke train Rey?
I don't know if I know the planet name. Wait, is it Actu?
Yes.
Okay, because I know the island is called Actu Island.
Yes.
So I wasn't sure if the planet was Actu.
Okay,
or
that's
not.
What I mean. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what the planet's called.
Oh, it is called Actu. Okay. That was filmed... I haven't been to the island, but I've seen it.
Yeah, it's a really cool
place. It's off
the
coast of Iceland.
It looks pretty cool.
I have seen the island.
What's your trivia question?
What is the door of Luke's hut on Actu Island made of?
What? I have no idea.
Really?
No. I've never heard this before. Is it like parts of his X-Wing or something?
Yeah, it's the wing of his X-Wing.
Oh, okay,
fighter.
Okay.
It's fun because you can see... Those little, like, details are fun because on the door you can see the 5 red stripes.
Wait, how does that make sense? Because the next movie, his ex is in the water, and then she flies it away.
I know.
Oh, so that's just another thing that makes no sense?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Good job, Disney.
He takes the wing off, destroys the wing of his X-Wing, dumps it in the ocean, and she can somehow...
The next movie she just flies it out of there?
Still fly it out of there.
Okay. Awesome.
Are you kidding me right now?
We got to go fast.
Are you so for real?
Let me see. This is your number 20.
Okay.
We've had the same so far.
I wonder if we have the same. Is yours a show?
It is a show.
Is yours considered a TV miniseries?
Yes.
Is yours The Book of Boba Fett?
No.
Ooh. Is yours Kenobi?
No, I'll tell you after. So you've got The Book of Boba Fett at 20.
20.
You think this is the worst show?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. Tell me about it.
I hate it, actually. Because it takes... Okay, all right. So let me reason with you for a second. I am one of those people who thinks Boba Fett's really cool.
Yeah.
But I also know he does, like, nothing in the movies.
Yeah, he's kind of just in Empire Strikes Back, and everyone liked him because he looked cool. He didn't really do it.
I'm going to say, I think he's cool because he looks cool, and I think he's cool with his cameos in The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I like his Clone Wars character, even though he's a bit annoying as a child.
He's so annoying.
I know, but it's...
But he's fine.
You can understand why, and it's really cool.
In Mandalorian, he was great. It's like the first time we've had a real character development for him.
I know, so that's really cool. It's phenomenal. This takes everything that could have been cool about Boba Fett... And, like, how can I put this so bluntly that it's, like, obvious? This takes Boba Fett and steps on him like he was a group of ants.
Okay.
Like, and Cad Bane is in this, spoiler, one of the coolest Clone Wars villains ever. He wears a cowboy hat. He's a gunslinger. He's Cad Bane. What are we going to do to him? Kill him in the dumbest way, do nothing for his character, and screw over one of the best villains we've ever created.
It really sucks.
So that's why I hate the Book of Boba Fett. There's those really annoying speeder bike people. There's that really annoying Twi'lek. It's bad. I don't like it. Anyway, you want to hear my trivia question?
Yes.
Pedro Pascal, this is probably why it wasn't good. Pedro Pascal never did what for this show?
Was he never on location?
he never actually portrayed Din Djarin for the show. He recorded his lines digitally while he was filming for The Last of Us. Great show, by the way. Season 2 comes out on Sunday. I love that show. Anyway, that's my 20.
But yeah, he was never actually there.
He was never actually there.
Okay, yeah. I think I knew that.
And also... One more thought. It's really dumb that I have to watch seasons 1 and 2 of The Mandalorian, then The Book of Boba Fett, so then I can watch season 3 of The Mandalorian.
It is weirdly
It's the
order.
Only way they made Book of Boba Fett relevant. I don't like it.
Yeah. My number 20, I have Tales of the Empire.
Okay. Okay.
Which isn't actually bad.
No.
But I have it this low... Because it is like it's like a mini series. It's what,
six episodes,
and each episode's like 10 minutes.
And it just can't rival what Tales of the Jedi
was. It's just not very good. It's not like we talked about The Last Jedi and Rise of Skywalker. I think they're bad, like terrible. This isn't bad, but it's really short and not good. So I have it lower than some stuff that has some good parts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Tales of the Empire follows Barriss Offee, which is a character in the Clone Wars that is a Jedi, and she turns like evil. And, like, against the Order because, like, of her ideals.
Yeah.
And we follow that, her and her, like, ascent to being an Inquisitor, but, like, after the end of the Fall of the Jedi. And we also follow Morgan Elsbeth, which is a character that appears in The Mandalorian and is a bigger character in Ahsoka, who is kind of boring. So,
yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
And it's, like, how she's, like, a Night Sister and everything, like, the last living Night Sister and everything. And it's just not that good. It's kind of boring. It's not bad. The stuff with Barriss is a lot better than the stuff with Morgan Elsbeth. And I do hope they keep doing stuff like this, though. Like, the other last episode, we talked about how they're doing Tales of the Underworld. So they are keeping going with this. I think this isn't terrible. It's just not that fun and kind of boring. So I have it this low. My trivia question is, what character do we see massacre the Night Sisters in episode 1?
How do I not... know this?
You should know this.
Is it Grievous?
Yes.
Hey, okay, I do know that.
Which that one was kind of cool.
I remember because it was kind of weird because the animation style is similar to the Clone Wars, but also kind of different, and so it's kind of weird to see Grievous like that.
Yeah,
I remember that.
That was cool. We saw Grievous for like 3 minutes, and it was the best part of the show.
Yeah, that's awesome.
All right, hit me with number 19.
Do we have the same number 19? Do you think?
I don't know.
Is yours a miniseries?
Yes.
Is it Obi-Wan Kenobi?
No.
That's mine.
You have Obi-Wan at 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, goodness.
Let's hear it.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I remember I really liked the last episode.
I think the last episode of this is genuinely fire.
It's
so
good.
But it doesn't make up for
the rest of it. But you cannot take the last episode and say that this show is good when looking at the first 5.
That's so, yeah, I agree.
It is not good. It follows Obi-Wan as he tries to return a young Princess Leia back to her family, right, I think? I haven't seen this in probably 2 years.
Pretty much.
2 years, I think it's been?
Yeah.
It's not good. I don't know. There's a couple good songs that I have in my Star Wars playlist from it. Like, John Williams was retired but came back because he's always wanted to do a theme for Obi-Wan, and he finally got to for this show. The series director went to Hayden Christensen's farm to personally pitch him the show ideas because she wanted him so bad to reprise his role of Darth Vader, which that's all really cool. The show's not good. What did Ewan McGregor jokingly request the series to be called?
I've never heard this. I have no idea. What?
He wanted it to be called Hello There after the recurring Obi-Wan Kenobi line.
I should have known that.
It's fun.
That's fun.
So I told you I put a lot of thought into these questions. Fun stuff.
That's cool. That's funny that he's aligned with the meme culture and everything.
Yeah. He's the actor probably most aligned
Meme culture, I love Ewan McGregor. He's great as Obi-Wan. But the show's not very good.
Is awesome. He's the best part of Birds of Prey.
My 19 is... I might call an audible and switch to
Okay. What was your 19?
My 19... No. I'm just going to switch it.
No. What was it?
My 19, I have a skeleton crew.
Okay.
No, you know, I'm keeping it.
Okay.
I'm keeping Skeleton Crew at 19. I was thinking about switching it with my 18.
I mean, I'm not that far off.
I think Skeleton Crew is not... Yeah, it's not, like, egregiously bad like the other things. But it's just boring. I mean, I'll explain the premise. You probably haven't seen Skeleton Crew, I would assume. It follows these four kids on this planet, and they, like, leave the planet because they want adventure, and they find Jude Law's character, Jod, who is, like, a pirate. And then they do all this pirate stuff, but their main goal is to get home.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's fine. There's some cool Star Wars universe stuff.
It's just Goonies, really.
Yeah, it's just Goonies, Star Wars Goonies. And I do like Jude Law's character, but all of the kids are so annoying at certain times, which, like, they're kids. It's going to be like that.
Yeah.
But, like, so annoying at times, especially the main girl. And, it's not that good. It's not terrible. It's just kind of boring. And it's like, I don't know why. My main thing with this is, like, this is what we're making over some other things. Like, this is what we're putting money and effort into.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat with you.
Like, it's just kind of like, why?
There were some great episodes.
Yeah, it wasn't
like,
bad.
Like, individually, there were some great moments, great stuff. But
it ended kind of, like, anticlimactic and, like, kind of boring. And it's just okay. Yeah.
Overall.
My trivia question is, can you name the four main kids? The four main characters of the show.
Okay, there's Neil.
Yes.
You already know I can't get the rest. Because Neil was the goat, but the rest of them just suck.
You got to. It's not that hard. I purposely didn't name them when I was doing my review.
Dude, I can't.
Okay, well, yeah. Neil, KB.
I would not have remembered that.
Wim.
Wim, I could have remembered.
And Fern.
Fern
is
also so
annoying.
Fern's the worst. While we're talking about Skeleton Crew, that's my 18.
Okay.
You just did your 19, right?
Yeah, that was
okay.
My 19.
So we're going to just go on to my 18. Since we're on the topic of Skeleton Crew, we already talked about it. I don't have anything else to add. You already nailed it.
Yeah.
Pretty boring. It's like, I'm in the same boat. Why is this what we're spending money on? We're getting the smallest budget Star Wars film next year. When this money could have gone to that.
All the money's going into stuff like this.
Or a different Star Wars film. Let's get some money into movies because we've had enough with the series.
Yeah, it's real.
I've had enough, Disney. Like, seriously. Like, no, genuine. Like, I cannot keep doing this where you release a series and it's either mid or not good or it's not living up to something or it's not what we should be spending money on when we could be spending on money on, like, films. Star Wars films that we've been wanting to see.
Yes.
Okay, my trivia question is, Neil was originally rumored to be a member of the same species of alien as Max Rebo, although he is not. Yes. What species was referred to?
Oh, no. I don't know what species Max Rebo is. He's the cool blue elephant guy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to know it. I'm going to know when you say it.
Ortolan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang it.
I told you, man, I pride myself in these
tough
questions.
Well, yeah, because he looks just like Max Rebo. Yeah. And they were like, no, he's not.
Well, yeah, Matt, this is about to be probably the biggest nerd moment of this segment. He's different from Max Rebo because, like, their species is skinny because Max Rebo needs to put on, his species needs to put on body fat to keep them warm because even in a place like Tatooine, Max Rebo can die of being cold.
Mm.
So that's a huge nerd moment for me because I just know that.
There's some knowledge for you guys.
There's some Star Wars. I know too much about this. Okay.
All right, my 18 is Book of Boba Fett.
There it is.
I have an above Skeleton Crew, like what you don't, because I think there's some fun things in this. But yeah, basically it destroys Boba Fett's character,
which could have been really cool.
And it also brings in Cad Bane, and everyone's like, "Oh, it's Cad Bane," because Cad Bane's really cool in the Clone Wars, and then he dies, and it's like, what are we doing? The best episodes of the show are the ones that Boba Fett isn't in. There's two episodes. It's like 4 and 5.
Oh yeah,
and it's just about the Mandalorian. And it's actually pretty good.
Because the Mandalorian's a great character.
Yeah, and it's actually pretty good. And, but yeah, there's these, the weird biker gang is, there's like a chase scene and it looks like they're going 3 miles an hour.
Oh my goodness.
All of like the side characters and stuff are just not good. Fennec Shand's fine. She's good in like the Mandalorian, but this, it's just kind of boring. They give him like no plot. I actually like this stuff. Like the first two episodes are about how he like escaped the Sarlacc pit and then was with like the Tusken Raiders and stuff.
Those are cool.
Which, that's actually good. So this is what I'm saying. There's like 4 episodes that are good, but then not like great. And then, but then there's like, it's not very good. Like, it's fine.
It's the money question again. Like, this is what we're choosing to spend the Lucasfilm money on.
Yeah, which like originally was like, oh, Boba Fett's cool. It's cool that we got a show, but it's just not good enough to warrant this. And it messes up his character. It's like Boba Fett's like a cool, like, bounty hunter, kind of like bad guy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, he's a good guy. Basically, in this.
Basically, yeah.
My trivia question is, what's the name of the Wookiee character in the show that kind of helps him out?
It's not Tarful, is it?
No.
Okay, I don't know, then.
It's a black chrysanthem.
Oh, I would not have gotten that. I don't care about this show enough
like
to know that.
He's in it, he's like, kind of fine, but...
I would not have...
Yeah, the show's not good, it just messed up his character, it's not good. All right, 17 from you.
Here's my Tales of the Empire.
Okay. We've got basically the same, like, bad stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I have really nothing else to add. Grievous is the best part of the show, even though it's not centered around him.
Yeah.
It's the first 3 minutes of the first episode, and it's... It just can't rival Tales of the Jedi. Honestly,
mm-hmm.
Tales of the Jedi was just so good. Tales of the Empire just can't live up to it.
That's right.
So I'm just going to do my question. This TV miniseries came out in 2024. This is the first time Barriss Offee has appeared since which Clone Wars episode, either the year or episode, is fine?
The last time she appeared was in the Ahsoka arc, right?
Yep.
It's season 5.
Mm-hmm. You got a year or episode title.
Episode title? I don't know the episode title.
When I say it, you'll know it.
I probably will. I know it's in season 5.
Yep.
And what? That's like 2014 or something.
Oh, so close.
2015?
No.
It's 2013.
Yeah, 2013.
Yeah, season 5, it's the Ahsoka, like, Ahsoka on the Run arc.
Yep.
Because Barriss framed her. Yep. I don't know the episode title, but it's when she fights Anakin and then... loses, obviously, and then gets captured because she framed her. But
fight is so good.
I don't know the episode title, though.
She's like, the only thing the Jedi Council believes in is violence, and Anakin ignites a second
lightsaber to
prove how wrong she is.
Oh, that's so funny. I don't... It's going to be like the wrong Jedi or something like that. I don't.
Oh!
Is that it?
Yeah, it's the wrong Jedi.
Yes! Yes! I don't have it written down.
Okay,
I wasn't sure.
I
looked it up.
I had to check his computer real quick because he pulled that
out of
nowhere.
That's what I was thinking, but I was thinking that was like the first episode of that.
No, it's the wrong Jedi 2013. You got it.
Let's go. Heck yeah. Awesome. Knowledge.
Knowledge.
Well, yeah, I do like Barriss's character, but yeah. It tells the Empire is just kind of boring.
Yeah.
Okay, was that your 17?
Yes.
Okay,
that was
my 17. So this is, we've officially...
We have to at least get to my 15.
We have the same stuff. Just in a little bit different order.
Are
my
you
17,
serious?
I have Obi-Wan.
Oh, my goodness. We're hitting the.
I think this show,
the nail on the head.
The
here.
Last, like you said, the last episode of this series is great.
It's so good.
But it just is so good. The fight between
Anakin
him
is
and,
gone.
The fight between him and Darth Vader and that whole thing is genuinely one of the best things. Like,
oh yeah,
in any of the shows, probably like the best episode of the show. It's so good,
amazing.
But it doesn't make up for how absolutely boring the show is the entire rest of it.
Yeah.
Young Leia is so obnoxious, and everything with her is so boring.
Yep.
The, like, chase scene when they're chasing her on Alderaan, like the bounty hunter people.
Yeah.
And they're, like, running in slow motion after her. Like, it's terrible.
Ugh.
And one of my trivia questions has something to do with that, too. Like, it's just not good. Reva, as, like, the almost the main villain, is so boring and not cool.
Oh, I low-key forgot about the Inquisitor stuff.
Yeah.
That's how little it matters.
That's like, that was a cool like concept for how this is going to be, because like, obviously Inquisitors would be after like one of the most powerful Jedi still alive.
Yeah.
But all the Inquisitors are pretty boring and not that cool. But everything with Vader is cool, obviously. Everything Disney does with Vader is good. It's the only thing they can't mess up.
Yeah, I agree.
And the last episode's great, but then overall the show is boring, and it's too bad because this was originally going to be a movie, and they should have just done that.
I agree. They should have just done the movie.
Here's my trivia question. So, at one point, I forget, it's probably like episode 4 or something, but Obi-Wan goes and breaks into the Fortress Inquisitoris, which is where all the Inquisitors are.
Yep.
And he breaks Leia out of there. And they're walking past this giant room with tons of Inquisitors and Stormtroopers. How does Obi-Wan smuggle Leia out of the Fortress?
Okay. I have a couple ideas. I don't remember exactly.
Like, how does he...
Does he put her in a gonk droid?
No.
That's my first idea. No. Does he put her under a blanket or tarp?
Not really.
Does he put her in his shirt?
Yes.
Okay. I knew it was one of those three.
The genius way of sneaking by hundreds of people looking at you is he literally just has his jacket around her. And there's four sets of legs walking around. Are we so serious? I like, while watching it for the first time, I was like, there's no way this is how they're breaking out of one of the most secure places in the Empire.
Yeah, that's...
is by just walking her out under your jacket.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
There's some terrible moments in the show. But go watch the last episode of it, I guess.
Yeah, that is...
Okay, now we're going to get some new stuff. We've had, like, the same ones pretty much so far.
Yeah.
16 for you. Let's hear it.
Ahsoka.
Okay.
Do you have Ahsoka higher?
I have it higher.
Okay, so I really enjoyed Ahsoka. Except they kind of ruined Sabine's character, in my opinion.
They kind of did.
And so that definitely brings it down, because I really liked Sabine in Star Wars Rebels.
You've seen all of Rebels, right?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I actually really like Star Wars Rebels. I don't like kind of how it ends, in a sense. It's, like, cool and all, because Ezra gets to go home.
Yeah.
But it's so obviously we want a season 2. Like,
yeah.
Obviously we want to make more money off this show. And, like, getting to see Ezra's, cool. Like, it makes Ezra's character so much cooler, because he survived on that planet without his lightsaber for however many years, like, by himself.
No,
It makes Ezra's character so cool.
The inclusion of the Rebels
cool.
characters are really cool.
Yeah.
I think they mess up Sabine a little bit.
They do. Yeah, so that's my thoughts. I have a fun question for this
okay.
one. Okay. All right. How long had the droid, Hu Yang, trained younglings for in the Jedi Temple? Keep in mind that he is still 75% original parts.
It's like, it's like thousands of years.
How many?
Like 10,000. I don't know a number.
No.
Like 8,000.
No.
I don't know.
25,000 years.
Yeah.
He awesome. Trained, like, and he's still 75% original parts. He is
yeah.
the GOAT.
That's cool that he shows up, because he was in the episode where they, like, built those younglings, that, like, youngling arc in the Clone Wars.
Yep.
Where they, like, built the lightsabers and stuff. So that was, like, kind of a random character to be like, yo, he's back.
That's fire, though. And he's awesome. Yeah. So that's cool. All
right, my 16. We're getting into...
We might have to cut short.
Maybe.
We might not make it.
We'll see. We can go a little over.
Oh, yeah, we'll go over, but I don't
know. My 16 is Attack of the Clones.
Okay. Mine's... You're almost right on with me.
I This is the first movie in a while. We went
through a bunch of miniseries.
I went through four shows in a row. But yeah. I mean, this movie, we rewatched some of it recently. We need to finish it.
You already did. We're
watching it with a friend. And, yeah. We, even when explaining this movie to our friend who hasn't seen it, we were like, okay, the first, like, hour and a half isn't good, but the last, like, 30 minutes is great.
The last 30 to 40 minutes is peak. It's so good.
This is definitely the worst sequel.
Prequel.
Prequel, yes, sorry. I do believe the last, like, 30 or so minutes when the Geonosian Arena and then the fight between, like, Anakin and Obi-Wan with Count Dooku and then Yoda with Count Dooku
And
the clone showing up the first time.
Oh, my goodness,
that's
amazing.
Really good.
It's really
great.
Good. It's amazing.
But
peak Star Wars.
Literally everything leading up
everything
to
else is bad.
Is so boring.
The who's going to kill Padme
they do all the politics
arc,
stuff.
The
and
love, all
stuff
the politics
that.
Stuff.
Yeah, Anakin.
There is something really cool in the politics stuff Anakin that I will mention.
Anakin and Padme's love thing is so bad.
I don't like sand.
So horrible. Written. I'm sorry. But yeah, the last bit of this is good. The first, like, majority of the movie is not very good.
Anakin's got the Riz.
And, like, there's a bunch of memes and everything from this.
If he can talk like that.
Obi-Wan's stuff against, like, Jango Fett is pretty good, I guess.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's kind of just not great going up to it. But the last bit of this movie is great. And
it's amazing.
There's some funny moments, and it's like, oh, it's okay. The speeder chase with Zam Wessel in the beginning is pretty fun. But yeah, it only gets good near the end. So my trivia question is, out of the huge Jedi strike force that goes to rescue Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Padme, how many... Well, I couldn't find the exact answer. I think there's around like 25. Can you name me 10 of the surviving Jedi in the arena? So like when they you know, when they surround them near the end and there's barely any of them left, can you name me 10 of them?
I got you. Mace Windu.
Yes.
Yoda.
Yes.
Do Obi-Wan and Anakin count?
Sure.
Because they're Jedi?
Yes.
Ki-Adi-Mundi.
Yes.
Luminar Unduli.
Yes. That's six.
I know. I'm trying to think.
Most of these characters end up being like big characters in the Clone Wars, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Aayla Secura.
Yeah.
Quinlan Vos.
Yes. That's a pull.
Say Tin.
Yes.
And Plo Koon.
Yes. That's 10.
Wow, I know so
some,
much.
Some big ones you didn't say, but you got the question right. It's like Kit Fisto.
Oh, yeah, Kit
Agent,
Fisto.
Agent Kohler.
Agent Kohler.
Luminara Unduli and like
Shock I said Luminara Unduli.
Like Shock T. Oh, you said that. Like Shock
oh, yeah, Shock
T.
I forgot about her.
But yeah, that's 10. Boom. Yeah,
boom.
Cool.
Do you like and my Quinlan Vos pull
cool.
out of nowhere?
Yeah. I think it's cool how all a bunch of those characters end up being like somewhat... big characters in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, they're used. They're like cool. That's really
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. Okay, you're number 15?
Number 15, it's Attack of the Clones!
Okay, cool.
Last 40 minutes, phenomenal. Amazing Star Wars. We got clones, we got Jedi, we got them doing their thing, we got the arena scene, which is awesome.
That's
pretty much it. I don't like the love stuff. It's really poorly written. I mean, if you want to write a space rom-com, do it right.
I mean, it's memed on like crazy, but it's like...
It's bad.
I like to defend the prequels a lot, especially Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, yeah.
But the dialogue in this movie, especially in this, is just so bad.
I agree. It's really bad. I don't like sand. Is one of the lines.
Yep.
And there's
classic.
Like, yeah. I do really like the stuff that it does for Anakin's character, like when he goes and finds his mom and then he kills all the Tusken Raiders and you can
hear that's cool.
And you can hear Qui-Gon's voice while he's killing the Tusken Raiders.
Yeah.
That's all really cool because it sets up obviously Darth Vader and
the like very specific scene when he's driving the speeder to them and then it's like the dual suns in the background.
Mm.
It's so good.
It looks great. So great. Yeah, that's really good stuff. Here's a really cool fact that I kind of found out.
Okay.
My question is, what historical event does the Senate giving Chancellor Palpatine emergency powers parallel? So what historical event essentially is Palpatine mimicking by doing this?
Is it like giving Hitler powers?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is the same ploy that Adolf Hitler used to take dictatorial dictatorial control in 1930s Germany, which I thought was really cool that because cool. I like history. And to know that my man George had pulled that reference out to really show how bad the Sith were, I mean, that's yeah, kind of cool.
That's cool.
In my opinion. I think cool. that parallel is awesome. So, yes, that's my 15.
Sick. My number 15 is... I guess I do have this probably lower than you because you talked very highly of it, and I think this is good. I have Tales of the Jedi. Which...
Oh, you said 15? Okay, yeah.
15. Sort of my same reasoning for Tales of the Empire. I think this is actually really good, but it's just hard to rank it above some of these other things because it's like just it's a tiny miniseries. Like, once again, it's like 6 episodes, like 10 minutes each, but this is significantly better than Tales of the Empire. Very interesting storylines. Like, for all the Tales things, they've picked like 2 main storylines, and they've got to be good, and both of the ones in this is fire.
Yeah.
So this is about Count Dooku and kind of his relationship with Qui-Gon and why he turned to the dark side. And then also some about like Ahsoka, just like some more stuff about Ahsoka, which is cool. We didn't really need that, but it's right. Cool. You know, I'll always take more Ahsoka content.
Facts.
But the stuff with Count Dooku is great.
Oh, yeah.
Like his relationship with Qui-Gon, like he really cared about him and everything. And then, like, his slow fall to the dark side because he has, like, different ideals, like, similar to the Sith. And then when Qui-Gon dies, like, we've never seen, like, a Count Dooku reaction to that, really.
No,
and we see haven't. His feelings about that, and then that's ultimately, like, the main driving factor for him turning to the dark side eventually.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. And we get some cool fights in this, and it's awesome. Yeah, really solid. Just can't have it higher than some of these, some bigger things, you know?
Yeah, did you know Liam Neeson's son did the voice of Qui-Gon?
I did not. That's really cool.
Isn't that cool? Yeah, that's a cool thing I know.
So here's my trivia question. What kind of very obscure-ish character has a somewhat prominent role in
Yaddle.
Actually...
It's Yaddle.
And actually ends up dueling Count Dooku at the
it's
end.
Yaddle. It's awesome. It's
Yaddle.
Yaddle coming back is so fire.
Which is like... I mean, if you don't know, it's basically like female Yoda.
Oh, and yeah, it's female
she's
Yoda.
She's only
yeah,
in...
The Phantom Menace.
The Phantom Menace, like, in the background.
She has, like... Like, not even a minute of screen time.
I don't think
time.
She says anything.
No, she is
she's
like...
in the back.
Oh, yeah, it's like 30 seconds of screen
yeah,
time, probably.
She's just in the back because she's on the Jedi Council.
Yeah.
And we never see her again, but she's in this show.
It's
and
so
she's,
cool.
And she's a good character.
And she's powerful,
that's
too.
That's awesome. They were just like, hey, what if we make, like, a really cool, interesting character out of someone in the background? Which
yeah.
is cool.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, that's my 15.
So, Tales of the Jedi is my 14th.
Okay. You don't have it much higher.
And pretty much all the same stuff. I love Qui-Gon, and I love Count Dooku. And getting to see Count Dooku's fall is something really cool. Because he's such a... I think he's a really good villain. Because he kind of... He doesn't quite understand what he's gotten himself into.
Yeah.
He does not know that Palpatine plans to betray him. He thinks that they're going to rule together. And he just doesn't know. He's kind of misled. And it's kind of sad. And I think he's a great villain. So yeah. Getting to see his kind of his fall is really cool. And I love that. Otherwise, I agree with
I love how fleshed out Count Dooku is in other... Because he's in Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith, and he's isn't actually on screen for that long. We don't get that much from him, but everyone collectively was like, okay, he's cool. I mean, it's Christopher Lee also who plays him, so
true.
It's like, that's awesome. But in the Clone Wars and then in this now, he gets fleshed out so much. And he's like one of the best Star Wars villains, honestly. Like, it's awesome.
Yeah. In back-to-back, I mean, in 3 years in a row, Christopher Lee was doing something cool. Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings.
Christopher Lee's awesome.
Lord of the Rings, and then Star Wars again. So, really awesome. He's, what a guy. He was in, I mean, he's done everything. He was in the military for years. He did other things before acting. What a guy. I mean, it's impressive, really. So that's my 14th? So my question is, what is the large saber-toothed tiger creature that young Ahsoka encounters?
I don't know what it's called. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Here's some crazy knowledge
what's
for
it,
you.
What's it called?
An Akul.
Okay. Did you know that before you looked it up?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know.
That's awesome.
You, I mean...
Hey, I mess with it.
You cannot... I can't explain to you how I know all of this, but I can't remember, like, math problems
that's
on
real.
A math test.
That's so real. That's hilarious. I
I can no tell idea. You so much about stuff like Star Wars. Or just Star Wars, pretty
was
much.
Was that your 14?
Yeah, that was my 14.
Okay. My 14 is Ahsoka.
Okay.
I thought this was pretty solid.
I did enjoy Ahsoka. Don't get me wrong.
I think, part of the plot points were kind of boring-ish, but the characters in this, you can't deny how cool. I mean, the Ahsoka in this is played very well by Rosario Dawson.
And yeah.
Sabine, while I don't love her character, it is cool that she's back and everything. Ezra, when he shows back up in like the last two episodes, is really cool.
Amazing.
Just including all the main characters from Rebels. I mean, we see Hera for some, too.
Yeah.
Her plot points are actually kind of boring, but
I agree.
She's still cool. And then, obviously, the main villain of the show being Grand Admiral Thrawn, who is, like, the main villain of Rebels,
so
is
cool.
Really good, and they do him well. Something you didn't even touch on at all that I really liked was Baylan Skoll and Shin Hady.
Oh, Baylan Skoll is awesome. I forgot about him.
Who are two characters that, I mean, they're kind of like just their own thing.
Yeah.
Because they're like not Jedi. I mean, he says it. He's like, we are no Jedi. But they're also like not the Sith.
Yeah.
Because they're both.
And the orange lightsabers.
Because we find out some about Baylan Skoll. Like, he was a Jedi and he like left the Order before Order 66. But he's not really like a Sith or anything.
Yeah.
But he has.
He's a great Jedi.
Yeah. But he has his apprentice, Shin Hady. And, I mean, Baylan Skoll's tough, too. Like, he straight up beat Ahsoka in that duel.
Yeah, he's so cool.
And then they, like, basically, like, drew on the next one.
Yeah.
Shin Hady's really cool as well. But they're great, just random side characters that they find.
I agree.
But I think amazing characters. Some of the plot gets a little lost on me, but it's like, and they do set it up. It's kind of a cliffhanger type thing. Like, and they are going to make more of this. I'm not sure if they're making a season two or if that's going to be just in like that movie they're making. You know, like the Mandalorian type movie.
Yeah.
But I think this is solid. Great characters. My trivia question is, which character's actor unfortunately died before
Baylan Skoll
released? Yeah.
I don't remember who
Ray Stevenson.
Yeah, Ray Stevenson.
He died like a week before the show.
I remember he died. I don't remember who they recasted as.
They recast him as. Have you seen Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
The Hound.
That's gonna be good.
That guy. I think it'll be good.
He's gonna be really good.
Which is really.
It's
really,
really
sucks.
Sad, I mean, because he was so good.
I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, it just sucks because he died. That's terrible.
But yeah.
Like, also because they just he is great in the show.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite parts. Great.
I agree.
Very interesting character.
Everything with him in it was his
cool.
Presence was amazing.
I hope I don't remember the actor's name, but the guy that played the Hound. I hope he can come in and
pick it up. I hope he pays a nice tribute too.
Yeah. I hope he plays the character well. I think it'll be cool.
I agree.
But yeah, I think Ahsoka's pretty solid.
Yeah.
Okay. I say we do this next one, then we stop, and we can do our top 12.
Okay.
Next week.
All right.
Or next episode.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Because our original plan was to do bottom 12 and then top 10 next time, but we are already over by
We're
like
doing
10
bottom
minutes.
10. Yeah.
So, yeah. What is your number 13?
Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens.
Okay. It's pretty low.
It is kind of low. I don't know. Like I said this earlier, the first 30 minutes is like phenomenal, like perfect. Mm. Like you could not make a more perfect first 30 minutes than The Force Awakens. And then just it kind of takes a turn and just, I don't know, if it was flying like a bird, it would have just fallen out of the sky.
I think there's really good parts.
Is really good parts. Don't get me wrong. There's some really good parts. But it's overall, like, there's some cool stuff with Finn, and they set him up to be a Jedi, and then, oh, no, look at it, it's Rey, and there's that, and Poe's really cool, but then also there's a lot of fan service that, you know, was really cool to me when I was in theaters watching it and whenever I watch it, but at the same time, I mean, does it benefit the plot? The fight on Takodana is awesome.
Yeah.
The traitor! Dude, and
when the rebels come in for the first time to the resistance, to like the resistance march music.
Yes.
Is so good.
The resistance march music is
and when you find
so
out,
good.
The Poe fake out actually worked, I think. Like him dying.
Yeah.
And then he shows up and he's just blasting everyone and he's awesome.
Yeah,
love me some Poe in The Force Awakens.
Yeah, me too. The Poe fake out worked. Poe's great. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
I think it's better. I think it's really good.
I don't know.
I have it
13's not too bad for every Star Wars project.
I have it a good bit higher than you do.
Oh, really? Do you have it top 10?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Okay. Trivia question.
Which actor plays the stormtrooper that Rey plays a Jedi mind trick on?
Oh, is it Daniel Craig?
Hey, yeah. It is Daniel Craig.
That's cool.
Love me some Daniel Craig.
That's cool. He literally just like wanted to do that, right?
Yeah, he was just like,
can I please be like a stormtrooper or something?
Yeah, he just wanted to do that.
That's really cool.
Daniel Craig is awesome. We love Daniel.
Okay, my 13. I probably have a little. I mean, obviously, I do. I think I have it. I don't know how high you might have this. I think this is great, but I do have at number 13. I have Star Wars Rebels.
I might have Star Wars Rebels higher than I want.
Which I think
now that I think about it.
I think it's really good. I think the earlier seasons are a lot more like whimsical and like just a kid show.
Yeah.
Than the later ones.
And then it takes a turn.
And then it just turns up. Like, so it's hard to get into. But yeah, it's good. The animation is like kind of weird. That's why a lot of people like don't like it at all.
It is weird.
I don't hate it, but like it's a little weird sometimes. But yeah, especially I think this show really turns up. Like season one's just like very kid friendly, just kind of like fun.
Yeah.
But then like in the later ones, like it really turns up. Like I think all of the main characters of like the main rebels of what's it called? Ghost Squadron? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are great. Like Kanan, Hera, Sabine, Zeb, and Ezra.
And Chopper. Don't you forget Chopper.
I think they're great characters. Like, all of the main characters are great. The plot lines are good. It just, like, the main comparison is, like, the Clone Wars, and I don't think it's close to the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
But I think it is really solid, and it's worth watching. Once you get past, like, the first season, that's kind of more whimsical and fun. The later ones are, like, genuinely great, and, like, emotional storytelling and some really good plot lines. I could honestly have this higher, but I think it's fire.
I agree.
Pretty good. Cool new characters and everything.
I love the part one and part two episode of like Thrawn finding their base.
Yeah.
And then the Mandalorians come in and there's the Interdictor Star Destroyers. And
dude, it's so good. It's good. I could have this higher. It's
amazing. I know a lot of people don't like this. I like how the Star Destroyers look.
Yeah.
I don't hate that their necks are super long. Yeah,
they do it's just an interesting animation style that some stuff looks different than
it's just
would.
A fun, like, different approach to it, I think. And it's
good. I think it's good. There's some really good stuff with, like, Maul coming back and everything. Everything with Thrawn.
Yeah, it actually really, it concludes the Obi-Wan Maul arc really well.
It really does.
Like, really well.
So it's cool. And there's, like, some random, because this is kind of in, like, a weird time in the universe. There's some random characters that show up and you're like, oh, that's fire. Like Lando and like Hondo and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
Hondo. Oh, I love Hondo.
What is the main? What is like the main planet in Rebels?
Lothal.
Yeah. Good answer.
Yeah. See, I know. I mean, I actually started rewatching Rebels like over Christmas.
It's good.
Break.
It's worth watching. I could have it higher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's it. I think we're gonna stop there.
Okay. Yeah, we do need to stop here.
We've been definitely past our time. But
absolutely.
We were originally going to do bottom 12, but we took too much time talking. So we're going to do top 12 next episode, where we talk about stuff that is just so fire.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do top 12 next episode. Thanks for listening to Two Tickets, Please.
Thanks,
we will see you
so much for listening.
In the next episode. We appreciate you listening.
All right, bye.
Check out the Instagram. Bye.